Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's a Thank You Thursday, so get your text messages in to thank the teacher in your life. Maybe that's your kid. Maybe it's your kid's teacher. 312-981-7200. There have been so many of these stories. At first, we saw the teenager who fell from that amusement ride and lost his life. Mary Vandeveld said that she saw there was a roller coaster incident where people were upside down for 5 minutes. And then we talked today to Evelyn, who is 24 years old, and she was at her three-year-old's birthday party that she was throwing at an indoor, you know, fun park. And almost died from strangulation because she got caught up in a zip line that wasn't, you know, I don't know what the deal was with that, but she explained it and it was heart-wrenching. Then we have the 33-year-old mom from Schaumburg who was parasailing with her son and her nephew in Florida and lost her life because the captain of the boat cut the line. I mean, and the people that rescued her said it was absolutely horrifying to see what happened. And then yesterday, a hot air balloon in Burlington, Wisconsin. A witness said the balloon hit a building, bounced off of it, and then was hit by a train. People on the ground rushed to help them. A couple of them were life-flighted. All of these things are things we participate in because it's summer, our kids are out of school, we'll be vacationing. But what happens when something goes wrong? That's the question. So we wanted to reach out to Bob Clifford. Bob Clifford is a well-known attorney in the city of Chicago. How are you today, Bob?
Lisa, good afternoon. I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
What happens when we participate in these events and they make us sign that waiver or that release? And I'll be honest, I never read it, Bob. I never read it. I just sign it and go, okay, I'll take my chances.
In true lawyer fashion, I'll say it depends. The fact is that those waivers can, in fact, be valid. They can, at times, prevent you from seeking liability against the operator. But it all depends what the injury fact pattern is, because you cannot be held accountable for assuming risks that they don't tell you about or that they don't warn you about. So, for example, if there is a supervised activity, if they advertise to you that there's going to be an instructor present at all times that's going to walk you through the event, and then all of a sudden they don't produce that person there and they let you engage in the activity anyway, well, then that conduct under the law could possibly be reckless or willful and wanton, which is a way that the courts use, and words that the courts use, that's recklessness. They say you can't do that. You can't subject people to risks that you didn't tell them about. However, if you did engage in that activity, you knowingly took the risks, and it's just one of the risks of the procedure, then you could be thrown out of court.
Oh, geez. And in the case of this woman from Schaumburg who lost her life, all of that is out the window. It doesn't make any difference if she signed anything because they cut the line.
Well, that's absolutely. And I have to tell you, that one resonated with me because I occasionally vacation in Naples, Florida. And I can tell you, they know what weather is coming their way. It's the meteorological forecasting in Florida is pretty strong. And what I think happened there, that, you know, these companies that do that activity, they don't want to give up the business. They don't want to take a chance on not having the revenue flow. And all of a sudden, they take these people, vacationers, well-intentioned, doing a fun activity with their kids, and all of a sudden, they subject them to risk. I don't care what waiver that lady may or may not have signed. It's, in my opinion, it wouldn't stand. The idea that they cut the line and let this, that sounds like they cut the line so they wouldn't endanger the passengers in the boat. Mm-hmm. I mean, how awful is that? It's just a terrible, terrible thing.
It really is. And we're hearing more and more of these stories. This is Bob Clifford, the founder of Clifford Law Offices in Chicago. So, if I'm hearing you right, when you sign that waiver, you are signing some of your rights away. But if they were to do something like cut the line that is clearly negligent, then you would still be protected in the court of law.
Correct. Cut the line or not deliver on the promises that they made to you in you making a decision to accept the risk. So if they say, okay, we're going to put you in a harness. Well, if they don't properly strap you into the harness, that's on them, not on you. If they say that we're going to supervise you throughout this entire activity, and then the guy goes and has a smoke, that's on that. You know, that's not on you.
Right.
So these are fact-based issues. But be aware that, you know, a lot of these activities, and we're entering the summer season where folks are going to want to be out and about and doing these kind of activities that they couldn't do during the middle of winter. There are risks associated with these things. And the other thing that we see, Lisa, is that providers hire, you know, kids and teenagers, and they don't train them properly. And therefore, you know, not only are you being subjected to a risky activity, the person who is exposing you to it maybe wasn't properly trained. And that's another fertile area for avoiding the waiver. And that's why we do a deep dive into the facts of what occurred and what they promised. Did they overpromise and underdeliver? And if they did, they could be liable.
And are you with me, Bob, on the fact that everybody signs that thing without even looking at it or
they
even considering they're signing it?
Well, it's because some clever lawyer was engaged in mumbo-jumbo, and they gave you a small font, and you couldn't read it. They sign here. So the same thing happens when you go to a hospital.
Yes, that's so true. We'll have to have that conversation on another day. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
You're welcome, Lisa. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Bob Clifford, the founder of Clifford Law Offices. Lauren's got your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN. Chronic